This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, the buzzwords of Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Lieberman, also getting a suntan without the sun. But first, Seabiscuit opened this weekend as an also-ran in the race for most popular movie. It was number 5 with $21.5 million in ticket sales. It's the story of the celebrated American racehorse of the 1930s.
Every horse is good for something. You don't throw a whole life away just because it's banged up a little. It just needs to learn how to be a horse again.
Yeah, what a comeback, which is our sports theme today. Day to Day covers sports when we find a story we like, but always on Mondays with commentator Sal Masekela. He's host of ESPN's X Games and a sideline reporter for the NBA's Western Conference on ESPN and ABC. Sal, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Tell me what is so appealing about this Seabiscuit comeback story. You saw the movie last night.
I went to see the movie last night because I really didn't know what was so appealing about the story. When I look at horse racing, it's always been a difficult thing for me to see a horse as an athlete. You know, I see people rooting and I figure that it just had to do with betting. And the story with Seabiscuit that was so amazing is for the time, especially in this Depression era. So people were sort of looking for something to hold on to. And this horse had been beaten down, had been mistreated. The horse was a midget by horse racing standards. It had to overcome all sorts of things that at the time people needed something to cling on to. And so it did actually make perfect sense.
Okay, and we'll move on to a more modern American hero who we saw this weekend also. Lance Armstrong won his 5th Tour de France. But he struggled to win this time, and of course, famously, he's come back from testicular cancer. And this theme of overcoming adversity again, we see this as a test for the heroes in sports.
It is, especially in a time when in sports there's not a lot of athletes to get excited about. We live in an era where athletes are grossly overpaid, and you can always find something to complain about and even question an athlete's heart. But when you look at something at the Tour de France, it's 2,125 miles of perusing through France, you know, in these grueling stages, you can't help but realize that in order to be someone that can even think about winning, you have to be completely on a next level. Not just as an athlete, but also the heart. And then to watch and see what Lance went through with starting off with the, you know, recovering from the flu and then avoiding the crash and then crashing and then getting up after the crash. And you saw that fire in his eyes as he took over the whole race from that point. I mean, in past years, the guy's blown away competition and won by 6 or 7 minutes. This year, you know, with 61 seconds, there was even more drama, but I mean, what can you say about this guy other than he has got, like, some sort of fire, coal mine going on in his heart? And I was excited. I had to check every day.
Let me ask about another sports hero, one whose image is in doubt somewhat now. L.A. basketball star Kobe Bryant charged with sexual assault of a 19-year-old Colorado woman. He admits to sexual relations with her, says they were consensual. He's in a whole lot of trouble with his wife. He's been a growing sports hero, partly because of his amazing skills, but also because of his good guy persona. What happens now?
Well, obviously the good guy persona goes out the window and we realize that Kobe Bryant is an imperfect human like the rest of us. I think that sometimes in some ways, if he's exonerated of these charges, perhaps people will look at him as Kobe Bryant, the regular guy who struggles with life just like you and I. I still personally, until, you know, the evidence shows otherwise, I still believe that this isn't the person that I've gotten to know. I don't think that that he's capable of these type of actions. But at the same time, what I think it hopes for people, I hope that people stop in some way trying to make people heroes or their personal heroes and attaching themselves to who this person might be based on their skill at sport. Because you cannot get to know a person that way, no matter how good they are, because at the end of the day, when the game's over, that person goes home behind their closed doors the same way as you and I.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games. He also covers basketball for ESPN and ABC Sports and talks about sports here for Day to Day. Sal, thanks.
Thank you very much.
And may we note that your name sounds familiar because your dad is the famed South African musician Hugh Masekela.
Yeah, my dad... He's probably listening right now going, don't mess up the name, son, please.
Thanks, Sal.
Thank you.
Sal and Hugh Masekela on Day to Day from NPR News.